There are two possible ways to assess the first two weekends of hockey for the BSU men. Home and home with North Dakota and at Minnesota, the top two ranked teams in the country. One way to assess those? Hey, at least they didn't lose all four. The other way? While still playing well, college sports is all about winning.
You know what? We haven't done anything yet. Yeah, we played some good hockey, but the bottom line, we're still 1-3. I mean, we know who we played. We played good teams, and we respect those teams. And, you know, we've done well on the road, but you have to maintain intensity in the league, too. And the last time I looked, our teams are winning a lot of hockey games in our league, too. So there's no pushovers there. And what we've accomplished the last 2 years, which isn't a lot, we better not get too far ahead of ourselves.
I never want to see you smile, and I never want to see you satisfied on a Sunday morning. Now I'm moving on.
Now, there's no doubt that BSU has played pretty well these last two weekends. They've gotten balanced scoring. They've gotten good goaltending. And the freshmen certainly haven't played like freshmen. Of course, the only players that scored last Saturday for BSU, Wiley veterans.
Marcus Gerbrandt walks onto the right corner with it. Loses control. Back up to the top on the right for Graham McCormick. Over to the far side now with a shot. Pedant shoots. They score! Pedant threw it off the end boards. Went right on the stick of Marcus Gerbrandt. He blasts it home. Beavers quickly up 1-0.
Boy, you don't see that very often. Purposefully off the backboards. That was clearly meant to be a pass off the backboards, and it works perfectly. Gerbrandt was standing on the left side of the post, and the thing came right to him. Wilcox went down. He shot it up over him, and just like that, first shot of the game, and Bemidji State leads it 1-0.
Miles Fitzgerald can't. Fed back to Prapovesis at the point. Penalty is done. Gophers back to full strength. Miles Fitzgerald, left half-boards, feeds it down low. Prapovesis in the circle scores! What the heck is he doing down there? Beavers have tied it 9-10 left here in the second period.
Well, heads-up play and just a great shot by Prapovesis, who is down below the faceoff dot, and the penalty had expired. Pretty dangerous place for a defenseman to be, but it pays off for Bemidji State. He's left all alone and beats Wilcox low glove side.
Comes for Sam Rendell, who taps it into the offensive zone. Now that both D-men, Rendell and Prapovesis, go off. Beavers finish the change. Puck turned over. Marcus Gerbrandt shoots and scores! Horrible turnover. Gophers top it up right in front of Wilcox. Beavers lead 3-2.
As Tom Serratore alluded to, the WCHA has played pretty well, posting a 17-15-3 advantage against non-conference opponents. Just who are some of the non-conference opponents that the WCHA has played against? How about Wisconsin, Miami of Ohio, Clarkson, and the Maine Black Bears? And tonight's Nanooks from Alaska, currently 5-1 against their non-conference opponents. WCHA opener is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
No, I never want to see you die, but I never want to see you satisfied.